Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Hello, thank you for calling us back. I'm Carlos from the Republic Tax and Review Center. How are you today?
Very well. What can I do for you?
Sir, we're only calling your phone numbers in regards to the IRS federal taxes. Do you still need help with that, or are you all set?
Well, I'm in the process of filing bankruptcy right now. So, actually, bankruptcy.
Well, let me ask you real quick, because they have a program trying to help exactly people like you. But do you own the IRS $5,000 or more to the federal?
Yes,
federal,
I do.
Right?
Yes, I do.
And do you have 2 or more years on unfiled tax returns to the federal again? Yes or no?
No, everything's been filed. All my taxes have been filed.
I understand. Well, why don't you talk to someone from their program, okay? Because what they're trying to do right now is to get you a fresh start, okay? And so you can qualify and probably substantially reduce or resolve your taxes issue. If you can stay on the line for like 30 seconds, I will bring one of the guys from the program so they can assist you, give you all the information. Okay, sir, can you remain on the line for 30 seconds? Would that be okay?
At least as long as it's not more than 30 seconds.
Of course. Okay. Let me just a moment. Okay. Thank you, sir. And may I have your first name? Okay. Address you properly. Sir?
Robert.
Robert. Thank you, Robert. Okay. Okay. Just to confirm, your phone number is 321. Hello, specialist.
Tax relief. This is Don.
Hey, Don. I have Robert on the line. He would like more assistance. His phone number is 321-370-9287. Are you both connected? Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Okay, yourself?
I'm fine. How much does the IRS claim you owe?
I'm not sure. I'm just like probably like $12,000.
Okay. All right. Let me pull up a case for you, if you can hold on a second. And is this from personal taxes, or is it like a business, or?
Personal.
Okay. Are you like a W-2 employee, or 1099?
No, 1099, self-employed.
Okay, what kind of, okay. Do you have like an EIN number? Are you like a sole proprietor or LLC or?
Well, I do, but I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, no problem. I just was trying to get a better idea of what we're dealing with. So it's a sole proprietor with an EIN number?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And is your last name Odom?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So Robert, how many years have you filed up through 2023?
Yes.
Okay, and you just don't know how much you owe. Do you think it's going to be more than $5,000?
Oh yeah.
Okay. You said $12,000. Okay. I'm getting. Okay, $12K. All right, Robert. Well, the good news is that the IRS has these programs through the Fresh Start initiative that if you can qualify, they may settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe or put you in a non-collectible status where you pay nothing at all. So the benefits are substantial. The hard part is just getting qualified. So Robert, you and I can go through and see if you qualify for any of your programs. If you do, great. If you don't, I can at least point you in the right direction. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Okay. So Robert, on your 1099 job, do you file single, married, head of household?
Single.
Okay. All right. And personal taxes, personal. Pay $12,000. All right. So the IRS wants to know what's coming in and what's going out as far as, like, you know, income and expenses. Robert, how much do you bring in on a monthly basis before any of your expenses on your 1099 job?
You mean as of right now?
Yes. They want to know what your financial condition is right now, see if there's some kind of hardship or...
Well, $2,000 a month plus $1,000, well, actually, it's like $3,000 a month.
Okay, so $3,000 a month. All right.
Yes, $2,000 that is in Social Security, and $1,000 is like I get a certification I ran out to somebody, pest control certification.
Okay. All right. Change screens here for a second. So, 2,000 Social Security, and then 1,000. Explain a little bit more about the 1,000. It's changing screens.
It's what? I have a pest control certification.
Okay.
I was in the pest control business for many years, and that's that's why I was filing, you know, the business taxes and the EIN number. But, I rent my certification out to somebody for $1,000 a month.
Oh, okay. I got you.
That's active. That's only good for a year, though. That'll be in probably in November this year, October or November
okay.
this year. I can't remember.
So until then, though, the business is still active, bringing in $1,000?
No, the business is not active.
Okay, so the business isn't active, and that $1,000...
I'm basically lending out my certification.
Okay, lending.
If you will, that's
sure.
Leasing out my food.
So when you file your taxes, do you use both your Social Security number and your EIN, like for 2024, when you do go to file?
No.
Just your social?
Just my social for 2024.
And then for 2023 and before, would you be using your EIN and your social?
I don't remember how I filed. I really don't remember. Does that make a difference, yes or no?
I'm just trying to clarify, but that's okay, no problem. So just to clarify, though, the $12,000 tax liability, is it because of your business?
No.
It's for of your personal?
Yeah, I had some health problems.
Okay.
I have some health problems.
All right, and so if we were to look into your taxes, we would just be looking at your personal situation and not because of a business, correct?
I don't understand the question. I'm sorry.
Okay. What I'm trying to narrow down is if we're focusing on your business taxes or your personal taxes.
You know what?
For the tax
you know
liability
what?
That you...
I'm just going to end this phone call, and don't bother calling me back, okay? Thank you.
No problem. Take care.